viewers. Dmitry is an active investor. His primary passion today is the strategic social movement, Russia 2045, which he founded in 2005. The goals of the movement are to establish Russia as an international hub for cutting-edge research, to advance cybernetic technologies that can extend human lifespan and improve quality of life, and to promote technology-driven humanism through the media. He's here today to tell the story of the Russia 2045 movement and to outline the ambitious research agenda. Please welcome Dmitry Ivtsov.
You know, I founded the movement just 7 months ago, and my interest comes from 2005, but in fact the movement is just 7 months old. And before I begin, I would like to say that the vision I have for the future and humankind would be considered by many, if not the most, to be bold. But here, I believe I'm like-minded people more so than anywhere else in the world. So that's why it's a great pleasure for me to share my vision with you today. Just checking. So I'm not a scientist, I'm not a philosopher. For the last 12 years, my work has been a media project, and particularly internet media. When I became interested in the idea of extending human lifespan and became a supporter of the idea of attaining immortality via the use of cybernetic technologies, I immediately understood how I could apply my experience. However, I've created a social movement and I'm working hard to promote this project, not just because I have some understanding how to do it. I'm also doing these things because they are necessary to make cybernetic immortality a reality. And there are many functioning innovations in the world today, so we are not far from making this project a reality. And now, more than ever, the idea has to be promoted publicly, so that its supporters will declare a commitment to it and create a social engagement. Scientists who are ready to devote time to the project need this to happen, and philosophers who are ready to provide a rationale for the project need this to happen. Everyone who is ready to get involved but is holding back needs this to happen. It is scientists in particular who have proposed dozens of projects relevant to the movement who have formed the backbone of Russia 2045. They have been joined by philosophers, public figures and visionaries. Now my task is to make the project international. That is why I'm here telling you about the social movement Russia 2045. I have a clear picture in my head, and I believe that how things will be and must be. I have limited time to speak, so I have to keep things short, but I would like to attest to the fact that the technical projects discussed in the presentation were created by professionals and represent our real plan of actions. And some of the technologies represented already exist. Others will plan to create within 5 to 10 years, and still others modern science doesn't even know how to create. The social movement Russia 2045 was conceived of as a means of promoting the idea of humanity attaining cybernetic immortality. As the founders of the movement, we believe that these technologies in particular will provide the impulse that is so necessary right now to accelerate technological progress. This cybernetic immortality in particular that will be able to grant people real freedom, including freedom from influence by the environment and their opportunity to explore the far reaches of space. Moreover, it is possible that this scenario will become a reality sooner than other such possibilities for extending lifespan all the way to immortality. But in order to make our project a reality, there need to be changes in the ethics, culture, and thinking of those who will sustain the steady development of civilization during and after the evolutionary transformation envisioned by the project. On this slide, you can see the growth of our movement. We believe that humankind is currently on the verge of a complete collapse of its value structures. Consumer society is mostly concerned only with maintaining a comfortable existence and satisfying its desires. Science focuses on meeting people's consumptive needs, and inventions that do not make an enormous profit are rejected, deemed non-viable and necessary. Our civilization, using modern means of transportation and communication, is incapable of liberating people from the constraints of a physical body, eliminating disease and death. Consumer society provides corporations the opportunity to earn lots of money, but it never helps achieve a technological breakthrough. We are running in place. Even there, we have a creative and intellectual capabilities to make many great discoveries. We believe that the world needs a different ideological paradigm. We must formulate an overarching goal that will provide a new trajectory for development and that will facilitate a scientific and technological revolution. For many days in a row, people have been demonstrating in New York with cries of down with capitalism. These cries give credence to the fact that the current capitalist model is undergoing a serious crisis. And there is every reason to believe that it will only intensify. We believe that the world needs a new social formation that can be based around the ideas of transhumanism. I believe that the 2045 movement should use the term new humanity to refer to this new social formation. There is a well-known aphorism. Political action happens on the streets. In order for us to take political action, we don't have to take to the streets. We have to become the intellectual elite of the future, to want to develop technologies and to begin doing so. To build a model of new world, the community that will be built within the framework of the 2045 project will bring people together, keeping them in the idea. Over time, a new generation of like-minded people will emerge, and out of that generation will grow a new political and scientific elite. We need revolution, but we don't need a bloody revolution as there already was in the history of my country. We need the technological revolution, not street riots. The next slide has information on what we have managed to accomplish in 7 months of work. Of course, the concept of immortality still inspires doubt in many scientists. Though we have already moved past the stage of distrust and demonstrated the seriousness of our intentions, we have managed to move the discussion from the platitude, is it possible or not, to the platitude, why does it need to be done? We have commoners and are here to stay. With or without governmental support, we will open a specialized center in Russia and will focus on developing technologies needed to achieve the cybernetic tranquility of a person. For the first time ever, anywhere in the world, we are confident that such a project can be carried out without government support by bringing people together who are interested in the project through the internet. But the government that supports the idea and invests in the project will in the future become the economic and political leader of the world. That is not my view alone. For example, famous Great Britain scientist Ken Warwick stated the same hypothesis in an interview to our movement. Next slide shows what our main areas of technical activity are. The aim of the first project, known as Avatar, is the creation of a robot copy of a human being controllable through a new computer interface. When I'm asked to give the gist of this project, I tell people to recall the film Surrogates, which depicts a world in which every person has an artificial body and he controls remotely. The makers of that blockbuster put an accent on the negative side of such scenario, but nonetheless, the film's how a graphic demonstration of the idea allows one to get an immediate sense of what it is. The BodyD project creation of a life support system for the brain, a system that will link the brain to the outside world and a method for transplanting the brain into an avatar equipped to hold it. Project Rebrain is in essence a Russian project to reverse engineer the brain. In the long term, we plan to create an artificial brain and transfer personality into it. But we believe that an orthodox idea related to the transfer of consciousness to an alternative substrate also can be developed. There are different takes on how artificial bodies will advance further. There are a lot of different ideas out there. Raymond Kurzweil hypothesized that the human body will be able to take any form composable by nanorobots. But in our plan, the end goal is an artificial body similar to a hologram. What you see on the screen is specific projects to be carried out within the framework of Avatar project. By specialists' estimates, the first Avatar could be built within the next 5 to 7 years. After all, many of the technologies have already been invented. Of course, in the early stages, it will be a lot simpler than in the film. But even then, it's not to turn the world upside down. Avatars will be able to be put to use by the Ministry of Emergency, situations, firefighters, police. Avatars will replace the fragile human body in our space. The avatar will even be able to serve as a business representative, travel on business trips, signing contracts, etc. And its components, parts, will without a doubt be used in helping the disabled. Yes, there are some problem areas in certain technologies, for instance, autonomous energy supply and their operating speed of brain-computer interface. Nonetheless, in 5 to 7 years' time, our project will have made so much progress that it will have a pivotal effect on how cybernetic technologies are perceived in society. It will significantly change the world and will become as popular as the automobile. We are aware that such technologies have undergone significant progress in the US, thanks in part to the efforts of our competitors who left Russia in the 1990s and 2000s. And that considerable advancements have been made in certain European countries. And we believe that German forces will only help things. Why waste time in inventing the wheel when the bicycle already exists? The main objective of the BodyD project, as I said before, is to design and build a system of life support for the human brain and a system that will allow the brain to communicate with the external environment. This is the idea that our movement is criticized most for. But I'm confident that there will be many people out there on the verge of death who will decide to extend their lives buying some time with the help of this technology before we are able to accomplish the third part of our project. There is already the Geminoid android, which has a face that is indistinguishable from a person from only a few feet away. Technology is progressing, so why not prolong people's life in a body that externally is no different and is functionally almost the same? Russia has its own traditions in this area. For example, Sergei Lukyanenko is famous around the world for having been the first in the world to create a heart-lung machine. And Vladimir Demikov, the father of transplantology, performed several successful experiments in which he transplanted dog heads, resulting in a two-headed dog. This is our project to reverse engineer the brain. In September, the Rebrain project was presented at the Neuroinformatics 2011 conference in Boston by Vitaly and Barkovsky. Once we have an understanding of how the human brain is organized and what human consciousness is, we will be able to transfer consciousness to you more advanced body. Some hold the opinion that the intelligence of modern man is an artificial intelligence. The only remaining natural thing about it is its protein-based host, the brain. Taking that a step further, the human brain is simply an instrument for connecting consciousness with the body. And when we are able to create an artificial intelligence and an artificial brain and transfer our personality in an artificial body, then we will have a unique creature, a super person with superpowers. Our upcoming plans include organizing an international conference called Global Future 2045 that will be devoted to issues of modeling and predicting global dynamics, future scenarios for humankind and universal history. It's no accident we have so many plans related to social networks and online researches. These measures will help to make discussion on the project global. And the more participants they are in the social movement, the more like-minded people the project gets involved, the faster we will be able to achieve results. Our movement, just like any other complex and unusual project, provokes a great number of objections. For the most part, these are negative stereotypes held by society about mortality and cybernetic technologies, and I'm prepared to respond to each of them. First, our project is for all people. It is for that reason that we insist that all our technical plans remain open, and in consequence, that the technologies themselves remain open. We will openly publish the results of our research, that is the project's guiding principle. Second, artificial bodies will be available to all who want them. It is each individual's choice whether to use new technology or to live one's life the way as it is. These technologies will not lead to social stratification, but on the contrary will decrease tensions. People will cease judging others by the color of their skin, by their belonging to one race or another. Third, their technologies used to manufacture artificial bodies and to transfer human personality into them will not be based on oil and gas. They will be of a different nature. And if, with the help of cybernetic technologies, humankind is finally able to live in outer space, all demographic problems will be solved. Fourth, our opponents say that death is a natural process. However, statistics are stubborn, and studies show that only 3% of people are ready to accept that. A friend of mine once said on Facebook that everyone wants a new phone, a new car, a new laptop. But when a person has cancer, all he wants is to survive. Fifth, throughout history, there have been a great many false beliefs, and by both laymen and great scientists. Leibniz didn't accept Newton's theory of gravity. Galileo ignored Kepler's laws of planetary motion. It is senseless in this day and age to say that something is technically possible or not. It is senseless to accuse us of ideas. We are setting the technological trajectory. These are the steps toward making the 2045 project a reality, and every idea begins with a single step. So, do not believe those who say that it is impossible to create an artificial brain or transfer consciousness to an artificial body. The very statement will never happen contradicts the principles of science. Indeed, the technical means do not yet exist to accomplish the ultimate goal of the project, but new technologies are being invented all the time and the possibilities are extending. At one time, atomic energy seemed like science fiction and space travel far-fetched. But not a single self-respecting scientist can say with confidence that there is no chance of an idea emerging in the next 5 to 10 years that will make the impossible possible. It's a question of time, it's a matter of making the effort of bringing people together. Our project can become a national idea for every country and a global idea it can unite people and governments. This project must be made possible. Sixth, every technological breakthrough absolutely must be accompanied by the elevation of people's values and an increase of awareness. Otherwise, civilization will meet its downfall. It's the law of the development of civilizations. We humans will need to evolve intellectually and spiritually together with this project. In gaining our new capabilities, people will cease to be so dependent on their bodies, and many things will open up spiritually. People often respond to our message by saying we want to remain immortal in works of art and people's memories, but immortality is Immortality in iPhones, books, and in portraits of their inventors and creators is nothing more than an elegant metaphor. People live only to the point that they can no longer communicate, have control of something, have the ability to defend themselves in a court of law, develop physically, intellectually, and spiritually. We understand that even life of the universe is finite, so we want to reproduce our definition of immortality and some criteria orienting points. And we will consider our goal achieved when technologies exist that allow us to extend human lifespan from 5,000 to 1 million years. However, the choice remains in the hands of each individual. Here's an example of technology that is impossible to create at the present time. Two American agencies, the Defense Agency, DARPA, and the Science Space Agency, NASA, are developing the first interstellar spaceship in the history of humankind. The spacecraft is set to be launched in 2111. According to their director of DARPA's Department of Technical Technologies, David Nalen, work on this project will require scientists to go out and tackle problems that will have you asking questions you didn't even know to ask at the beginning. Two powerful trends are currently converging: the evolution of the technological environment and the cyberization of people. It is clear that as technologies advance and the technology of human brain interfaces improves, people will be able to control machines with their thoughts. With the development of artificial organs and other systems, it will become possible to connect, or I should say to embed, additional terabytes of memory in a person, such that a person will be able to control a fantastic amount of resources, instantly sending there and receiving information. And the main problem that will be faced by this super being that humans could very soon become will be that its lifespan is too short. We don't want to die, and anyone who answers no to the question "Do you want to be immortal?" always says yes to the same question with regard to their relevance. It's clear that the refusal to accept the idea of cybernetic immortality and just immortality is the result of a fear of the ego and the shock of the future. People are afraid because they cannot imagine what the future will look like, and our job is to show people what it will look like. People are held back by fear of change, inertia, refusal to accept the new. Those are the things keeping people away from admitting their desire to live forever. We are planning to transform Russia 2045 into a global movement with the name Near Humanity 2045. In this slide, I would like to show you my vision on the objectives for Near Humanity for the next 1,000 years. While you look them over, I will say a few words. There is a long history of tense relations between our countries, Russia and the US. There is a history of competition in space technology, the history of the Cold War and the arms race. I would like to propose we start a new race, a race to attain immortality. And it will be the first positive project, one that does not make relations worse but improve them. We will come together for the first time in order to do something so useful and good. Common sense must trump egotism. Instead of inventing new threats to people's health and lives, we for the first time will think about how to preserve life. For the first time, our competition will be for a good cause. And it's not important who wins. What's important is that people get to live as long as they want. All humanity will benefit from this. And now back to the future, from the future to the present. On the screen you can see the plan structure of the project for the next 10 years. I would like to sum up the presentation to recall the words of a famous scientist and a man I respect, Stephen Hawking, to whom I would like to give one of the first avatars I created. All these possible separate universes exist simultaneously in a state of quantum superposition. When you decide to take a measurement, you choose a subset of histories from the range of possibilities, and those histories share specific measurable parameters. The history of the universe that you perceive is chosen from that subset of histories. In other words, you choose the past. And I would like to go further and add that in this